A woman is in the Stark County Jail following a Saturday afternoon shooting in Canton. 55-year-old Tanya Redmond was arrested following the incident in the 1600 block of Market Avenue South. Officers were called around 4:50. Redmond allegedly was intoxicated when she shot a 61-year-old Canton man in the face. His condition was not available. Redmond was charged with felonious assault and having weapons under disability. She was arraigned Monday in Canton Municipal Court. Bond set at $100,000. Legal status of four international students at Walsh University has been restored by the federal government. Their F-1 visas were revoked last week. Multiple federal judges later ruled the government misused the student and exchange visitor information system, a Homeland Security database used to track foreign students. The Justice Department said Immigration and Customs Enforcement is developing a new policy for foreign students in the U.S. on F-1 visas. Cause of a fire that heavily damaged a Canton apartment building will likely never be known. Officials cite the magnitude of damage to the 11th Street Northwest structure and the fact it was torn down hours after the Sunday morning blaze. Firefighters were called to the 400 block around 7:30. A man jumped from a third floor window and was taken to Mercy Hospital with serious injuries. Two other people rescued from the third floor were treated at the scene for smoke inhalation. Sections of the roof collapsed, leaving the building uninhabitable. Nearby building was evacuated. A defunct used car dealership in Perry Township being sued by the Ohio Attorney General's Office. Auto Max and owner Elias Eberle are named as defendants in the suit filed by David Yost in Stark County Common Pleas Court. Both parties accused of failing to provide vehicle titles to customers in violation of Ohio's Consumer Sales Practices Act and the Certificate of Motor Vehicles Act. Auto Max was located on Tuscarawas Street West. The Attorney General's Office has resolved five title-related complaints using more than $46,000 from a title defect rescission fund. Additional payouts are expected. Eberle is in the Marion Correctional Institution. The alleged crimes occurred before his incarceration. Suspect in a stabbing in Carroll County is in custody. WTOV-TV reports the incident took place Friday. County Sheriff's Office contacted authorities in Harrison County after learning the suspect could be in Scio. He was found at a home on Dutch Ridge Road. The unidentified suspect reportedly refused to exit the home until deputies arrived with a search warrant. He then surrendered without incident and was turned over to the Carroll County Sheriff's Office. The condition of the victim is unknown. One juvenile was injured in a shooting in Columbiana County Sunday night. Wellsville Police Chief Ed Wilson says he believes the incident involved several teens from the Steubenville area. Emery Childs was charged Monday with felonious assault, inducing panic, and tampering with evidence, according to a Facebook post from the Wellsville Police Department. Additional arrests are expected. WFMJ-TV reports the juvenile was shot in the wrist at a home along 18th Street. The injuries were not life-threatening, and investigation is continuing. U.S. Marshals have offered a reward for suspects in a Youngstown homicide. Reward being offered for information leading to the arrests of 59-year-old Vincent Marbley and 41-year-old Eddie Winfrey. Two are wanted in connection with the slaying of 24-year-old Ronaldo Hernandez. He was found shot to death at Liberty Road and Wardle Avenue on the city's east side last October. 40-year-old Andre Bailey was sentenced to 39 years to life for the murder earlier this month. Three other men have been arrested on tampering with evidence charges. Youngstown police investigating weekend shooting on the city's west side. Officers responded to the area of South Shenley Avenue and Austin Street around 12:30 Saturday morning. They were flagged down by onlookers. The man was taken to St. Elizabeth Health Center. His condition was not available. Two people were chased from a Youngstown home by fire. The blaze broke out early Friday in the 1100 block of North Garland Avenue. Flames were seen coming from a front window. Residents escaped without injury. The home was heavily damaged. During the operation, a power line fell on a fire truck. No damage estimate or cause was released. Details released about allegations that led to the suspension of a sergeant at the Trumbull County Sheriff's Office. According to WKBN-TV, emails released through a public records request show the unnamed sergeant was told they were the subject of an internal investigation April 9th. Multiple deputies across all shifts and divisions reportedly raised concerns about a hostile work environment. Sergeant accused of posting a cartoon with an inappropriate handwritten message at the Newton Falls substation, allowing a deputy to sleep in and miss significant time at work, and threatening to take overtime and side jobs away from deputies. The sergeant is on paid administrative leave.